Welcome to your daily devotional for November 2nd. Lawsuits. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one, who will be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. Now therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? In Corinth, believers were going to court suing one another before unbelievers. This was creating dissension within the church, but more importantly, it was a terrible testimony to the watching world. Who would be attracted to the Christian faith if they see the professing followers of the faith behaving just as badly as the heathen behave? Today, many folks cite the worldly behavior of the members of the professing visible church as a reason not to partake of its worship services and fellowship. This is a disgrace. Is there anything about your behavior in the day-to-day that might tend to discourage others from becoming Christians and churchgoers? I hope not, but I'll leave you to carefully self-examine on this point. Our final point of application is lawsuits in general. Between Christians and churches, it is generally forbidden here in our text, but I suppose there are rare exceptions. For instance, in cases of clearly known and covered up sexual abuse, when it is obvious to all. But even these are black marks on the reputation of Christianity in the name of Christ Jesus. I would suggest that this can be taken further using the same reasoning. A Christian should not, as a rule, go to law against an unbeliever, and certainly the believer should never be hiring one of those hotshot lawyers to fleece someone else or a company out of an excessive amount of money. Let us avoid, as much as humanly possible, any dealings with the civil courts.